WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little more grace and a whole lot of stoic strength. Today, we're diving into something deeply important. Building resilience in the face of trauma. Because let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs at us, right? Heartbreak, loss, challenging experiences, they all have a way of shaking things up, leaving us feeling fragile and unsure. But here's the good news. We are not powerless in these situations. We can actually cultivate an inner armor resilience that allows us to bounce back stronger and wiser. Think about it like this. Imagine your emotions as waves crashing on the shore. Sometimes those waves are gentle, barely making a ripple. Other times, they are massive, powerful swells that threaten to sweep you away. Trauma is like one of those monstrous waves, leaving its mark long after the water recedes. But just like a resilient shoreline, we can learn to withstand these storms and emerge even more solid than before. So how do we build this mental armor? This inner fortress that protects our hearts and minds from the relentless battering of life's challenges. Well, there are some key stoic principles that can guide us on this journey. 1. Accept what you can't control. This one is crucial, folks. We often waste precious energy trying to fight against things we simply can't change. Whether it's a past event, someone else's actions, or even the weather seriously, who hasn't tried arguing with Mother Nature? Focusing on what's within our control, our thoughts, our reactions, and our choices is where true power lies. 2. Focus on your own virtue. Stoicism emphasizes living a life of integrity and moral excellence. When we're focused on being the best versions of ourselves, on cultivating virtues like courage, wisdom, justice, and temperance, it gives us a sense of purpose that can withstand even the toughest storms. 3. Practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But truly appreciating the good things in your life, big or small, shifts your perspective and helps you see the bigger picture. When you're grateful for what you have, it's harder to dwell on what you lack, making those challenging moments feel a little less overwhelming. 4. Embrace negative emotions. We tend to avoid pain like the plague, but Stoicism teaches us that suppressing our feelings doesn't make them go away. Instead, we learn to acknowledge them, understand them, and then let them pass without letting them control us. Think of it like this. You wouldn't charge out front of a wave in the ocean, you ride it out and emerge stronger on the other side. 5. Remember your mortality. This one might sound a bit morbid, but hearing that we're all finite creatures can actually be incredibly liberating. It reminds us to live each day with intention and purpose, not taking anything for granted. When we understand the preciousness of time, it motivates us to make the most of every moment. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of negativity? You know that feeling when you're overwhelmed by stress or worry, and it feels like there's no way out? Imagine this. You're facing a raging river, its currents pulling you downstream. Your fear whispers in your ear, you can't fight this, it's too powerful. But then, you remember the stoic principles we just talked about. You focus on what you can control, your own actions and reactions. You choose to stand firm, to plant your feet firmly on the ground, and to face the current with courage. You remind yourself that this is a temporary challenge, that even rivers eventually find their way to calmer waters. And guess what? That's exactly how we build resilience. By remembering our inner strength, by choosing to focus on what matters most, and by refusing to let those waves of negativity wash us away. So, my incredible listeners, remember this. Trauma doesn't define you. It shapes you. And by applying these stoic principles, you can transform those experiences into catalysts for growth and resilience. You have the power within you to overcome any obstacle and emerge stronger than ever before. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how you found strength in challenging times. What helps you build resilience? Let's keep this conversation going. Leave a comment below or connect with me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Mental Armor for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you are capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.